Grassroots Leadership. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Tennessee Farm Bureau policy development meetings have been happening across the state for the past month, where farmers gather to make their voices heard on issues affecting them at the farm level all the way to Washington.
It's the definition of a grassroots approach from the ground up. The farmers can be the feet and the hands and the head of the whole deal if they're willing to participate in the organization and take time to get involved. It's a busy time of the year for me. It's a busy time of year for a lot of the guys that were here tonight, but they see the value in what Farm Bureau does, and I think it's important that we get more people involved to be the voice of the state.
Robert Elliott is a young farmer from Robertson County and says these meetings are vital.
I think it's paramount. Farmers in the state need an opportunity to share their voice with the voices that are going to pass their concerns across to legislators and their congressmen and go to D.C. and to Nashville. This gives the farmers the opportunity to come together and hear what the issues are. A lot of the issues that were brought up tonight, a lot of the farmers had not even heard of or considered before.
And Robertson County row crop, tobacco, and cattle farmer Andy Teasley says these meetings are a great place to not only speak your mind about issues, but also to learn more about issues you may not be aware of yet.
I think it's very important. You know, I spoke just a little bit on H2O committee because I wasn't familiar with it. I didn't really know what their objective was. We was afraid at our table it was more regulation coming down the road. And I think it's very important just to stay on top of the issue, especially as a farmer.
Teasley says trade is always a big issue, and especially with crops looking good this year, he hopes resolution on trade with our biggest partners happens soon.
Our wheat crop wasn't too good, not like we thought, but I've got a good tobacco crop, and our corn crop looks good. And of course, our soybeans at this point, you know, they look good. So, you know, maybe the yield will offset the price difference if there's any way you can offset it.
Farm Bureau policy meetings, always a great place to have your voice be heard in agriculture policy issues. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.